SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you aboard. We got a lot to do this hour. I might even get Joe involved in some football later. We'll see. We'll see if we're able to squeeze any of that in. For us as we move forward here. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go Florida to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver. Big week ahead of us, baby. Big week ahead of us. Okay? We have nothing to look forward to but the golf. And Major League Baseball.
It's getting to that point, Joe. It sure is. That's for sure.
I don't know. Is there any races taking place over in Santa Anita over the weekend? I mean, anything that we could get, you know, dialed in on? The number four, the number eight. What do you want? You want Velasquez? You want Joe Bravo? Is Joe Bravo still racing?
No Joey Bravo for me, Joe. No Joe Bravo.
Used to be big in East Rutherford, Joe Bravo. Big East Rutherford guy.
I will start, Joe, this hour, though, with a sad story, unfortunately. And we've had some significant passing in the sports world recently, especially in basketball, right, Joe? We had Jerry West and Bill Walton been in the past couple of weeks, unfortunately. And baseball, a big one on Tuesday with the Say Hey Kid, Joe, Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah.
Willie Mays. That's, of course, Willie Mays Hayes with Major League. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. 93, Joe.
Yeah.
93 years old. Passed away on Tuesday. With the Giants, both New York and San Francisco. Came back and finished with the Mets. 54 World Series. Two-time MVP. I mean, Joe, 24-time All-Star, 2-time MVP, 12-time Gold Glove Award winner, 4-time home run leader, 660 home runs.
Yeah.
3,293 hits. One of the absolute greatest of all time.
And a class act, right? You know, loved throughout the sport, a true pioneer, you know, 5-tool type of player. And it's unfortunate, you know, he lived a very long life and, you know, the relationship obviously with Barry Bonds as well in terms of, you know, helping him in regards to his career and the personal relationship. It's just amazing, you know, Willie Mays was a winner, right, on and off the field. And it's unfortunate. Our thoughts, hearts and prayers go out to him and his family and, you know, especially in the New York area, playing for the New York Mets, you know, just known and loved throughout the tri-state area. So unfortunate, one of the greats passes.
No doubt about that. And obviously, Joe, you know, Willie was played way before my time. But always that song when I was a kid, that Willie Mickey and the Duke. That was always played.
Willie
Remember
Mickey and the Duke.
Yeah, that song. And yeah, like you said, one of the absolute greatest. I mean, 660 homers, Joe, in a time where, you know, there wasn't anybody hitting those numbers.
No.
Not even close. So very sad, 93 years old.
And he's also remembered, Carver, for that iconic over-the-shoulder catch, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, just one of the most vivid and most memorable moments That was a World Series, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that, right? Wasn't that a World Series?
I believe so, Joe.
There you go. So, to do it in the biggest stage, to step up, make a phenomenal play over the shoulders, you know, it's amazing. It really is.
And, no doubt about that. No doubt about
that at all. I'm sure the Giants and they're curious if the Mets and any, you know, they get involved in what they do for Willie Mays, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Joe, they'll be very involved. Very involved in all of that, of course. He's got his number retired by both Hall of Famer. And they will both absolutely, Joe. Have the played
yeah,
in.
He was Barry Bonds' uncle, wasn't he?
Yes. Or let me get you the. I think it was.
Or God's. Godfather
might have been the.
Godfather.
Yeah, you don't want to. Joe doesn't want to get it wrong. I understand you, Joe. Godfather, Joe. Godfather.
Godfather. Okay.
Joe had his first slip one past the goalie the other night.
With the goalie. Slip past the goalie. Come on. Happened. We were up 5-0. All right. I gave up the shutout with 4 minutes left. All right. You getting on me? You and Matias. All bad. All bad. You guys are bad news. Bad news. So. Just cut to the football, Carver. All right,
that's right. Oh yeah, there it is, Joe.
By the way,
just get right to the football. Just get right to the football. He says,
just get to the football, Matias. Just get to the football. Enough of this making cuts. You're getting he's getting his laughs off. And his
hey, he did a good job with that. Come on,
he did. But he's getting a good job with it. And his jollies off.
Wait, me? What do you
he's
mean?
Talking,
me?
He's text talking about the production
look at this
piece.
Promo. Look at this promo.
It was good.
It was fantastic. I was in a good mood. I was getting ready to make some money with the Euros.
We sent all that out on socials too, Joe. That's all out on socials. It's everywhere.
The socials. Thanks. Appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Joe, come on. It's a good moment.
I know. It's good.
It's a fun moment, Joe. It's okay.
It's a fun moment. I agree.
We all have a little laugh.
I know. Shocked that it took that long.
So, which do I start? Radio so I now, Joe. Now I have to start making the schedule, Joe, of when we're doing what conferences and the win totals. I have to start getting that lined up because since we're just about
we're
there, I usually
Carver.
Start
I mean,
that.
You know, what,
July 1st is when I usually lock that in, but we could do that. You know, I could still start at July 1st, right, Joe? Is that where we're going to start
all
that?
July 1st, why not? Right before the Joey Chestnutless July.
Well, they found something else to do. They're going to go in on Labor Day now, right?
Yeah, but I mean, do we have like they did, like put out the field for the Kentucky Derby? We going to have the cast of Louis Lips. Coming in and Louis Lips was a former wide receiver for the Steelers. Louis Lips,
yeah.
Remember?
Absolutely.
Louis Lips. Right. So, but I mean, are we going to have like the cast of who's the favorite now? I think that's important. Like, who's the contestants? Right now, this could be a record field.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing, Joe. You're not going to know who any of them are.
Not
the day
true.
Of the,
Not
the day
true.
Of the thing. You have no idea, no shot who any of them are.
Well, they,
you're gonna be going in. You're gonna be going. Well, I mean, there's other guys that have been there every year. They just never come close to them, right? Badlands Booker, all those guys.
Who?
Badlands Booker. He's
Badlands
always up there.
Badlands Booker.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You know, I'm not kidding you. In the mix.
Badlands. I love it. Give me Badlands. 50 on Badlands at 24-1.
And Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here with you. All right, Joe. I didn't really get to go over any of this with you, probably because we knew it was going to happen. I know that you tried to throw some haymakers or some darts with the Mavericks in that last game with Kyrie, you know, MVPs at 200-1 and all this other stuff. But bottom line is, Joe, a lot of people for a few months said that, well, you know, the Celtics beat this team that was hurt, and they beat that team that was hurt, and they beat this team that was hurt. And honestly, Joe, at the end of the day for me, that's all nonsense. Team won 80 games this year. They were the best team by a mile. This is what it is. They were the best team by a mile, and that's that.
And Porzingis was a great addition to that team.
I think Holiday was a bigger addition.
True. Another champion. And, you know, the one thing is they played better defense as well. I mean, you could say what you want, the scoring, this, that, the other thing. Kyrie didn't step up, Luka didn't step up, and they didn't throughout the series. But Luka didn't step up defensively. I'm sorry, just didn't. I didn't see, you know, stifling defense to shut down Brown and Tatum in game one, in game two. They ate. Another game in game three, they scored 31 and 30 respectively. There was no defensive consistent effort for the Mavericks at any point throughout that series, and that's why the better team won. You know, Mazzulla did a great job. He wins his first championship. You know, he was a deer in the headlights, you want to say, last year. He learned from that, and the team bought in, and that was it, you know? Now, I still don't, and I know Brown got the MVP, but when we look at, like, the stars that have won in recent years, Joker and Giannis, are we putting Brown and Tatum in that group?
Well, honestly, you kind of have to, Joe. But, I mean, they won. I mean, Brown took a lot of flack for when he got his big Supermax deal, right? His $300-something million contract. Right. He's not worth that. He's not good. Guy won the East Final and the NBA Final MVP.
Right.
Like, I mean, not many guys walking around the league with that hardware, Joe.
I think Brown is more consistent than Tatum, you could say, can't you?
But Tatum, you know, he's also taken a lot. Can't win big games. Those two guys, Joe, more than anyone else, you know, they slayed a lot of dragons. You know, they exercise a few demons. They don't have to listen to people anymore. They won. Yep. It don't matter who you beat or what you did. You know, they won, and that's that.
No, again, credit to a great team effort. I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, one night it was Holiday and Brown. The other night it was, Porzingis and Tatum. And it was just a consistent team effort.
Him.
No, you're right, Carver. And that's the knock on Dallas is like a lot of these teams, I'm going to throw old lingo at you, are one-trick ponies, you know? You know what I mean? One-trick ponies.
That's well, they're already, Joe, 3-1 to win the title next year.
I'm going to sell that.
I will sell that, too, because I think, Joe, the league has changed, right? And I brought this up on Coast to Coast. This league used to be a league of like, you know, dynasties are being ran by one team, right? Even back to the 80s, Lakers, Celtics, then you had the Bulls. Then you had, you know, Spurs, Lakers again. You had the Heat when LeBron was there, the Warriors then. Now you've had your sixth different champion in 6 years. They've had six straight years with a different champion. They have now achieved what other leagues have achieved. Parity, Joe. They've achieved it.
That's it. No, but that's what they want, you know, and I keep going back to what the league wants in terms of a revolving door for their stars. You know, and I thought, you know, they had the best matchup. Two fresh teams, two fresh matchups to pump another star. Don't you believe that? I do.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, and, like, you know. And here's the hard part, Joe. Like, when you look at this, like, obviously we always have fun the day after a season ends. They already have the odds up for next year. And there's so many things that we don't know are going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. There's moves that are going to be made. That there's always a move or two every offseason, especially in the NBA, where you're like, where the hell did that come from? And that's why it's hard to look at this board right now. This board is based off of what just happened, right? Celtics, Nuggets, Minnesota, Dallas, OKC. you know, one of these teams, Joe, in the, you know, in the 28 to 50 range is probably going to make some splashy move and fly up the board. Whether that's the Warriors, the Lakers, the Suns, you know, I don't know how many more splashy moves the Suns can make that don't work.
You know, think about the young stars, right? Anthony Edwards, Luka, right? Tatum and Brown, even though they're veterans, they're still relatively young. You want to throw Donovan Mitchell in there in terms of, you know, a contender, Brunson. Right,
Luka, by the way, the co-favorite for MVP next year. They already have that up, too.
Halliburton, right? So when we talk about the new blood versus the old blood, are we still buying into LeBron? Are we still buying into Steph?
No.
I mean, great players, but again, they no longer can single-handedly carry a team.
Well, like I said, Joe, I think the question is going to be, and we have this offseason that's about to get going, is there's a few names that are they going to be in the same place or are they going to be somewhere else? And I think the biggest names are going to be what's going to happen with Trae Young, what's going to happen with Donovan Mitchell, what's going to happen with, who else? Jimmy Butler. You know, there's guys who, big names, Joe, that could be in different places. And I think that's... You know, that's what the NBA offseason's all about, big splashy moves. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. So we're here with you on the grid. A couple of things for you. Did you see the Steve Sarkisian with Joel Klatt? I know you watch all this stuff. Did you watch that one yet?
No. Was that over the last few days? I missed it.
Yes. Last couple days.
I've been inundated with tapings and everything, not to give my schedule out, but, you know. Been a little busy.
You've been very busy, huh? I'm very busy.
Sorry.
That's okay. Sark seems like I'm sorry, Joe. I know you don't like listening to it, but I think he's like a changed dude, man. I don't mind rooting for this guy.
It's not. No. Wait a second. This is not a likability contest in regards to Texas. Can we stop? I like Sark as well, and the off-the-field adversity that he overcame to get to the point that he is at, unbelievable. And it's a great story. And getting Texas back to prominence for the most part and putting them in the college football playoff, fantastic job last year. Here's the problem. And I said this to Ben and Kevin and any other show that we did. It's one thing to go into Tuscaloosa on a one-game sample size, Carver, and knock out the Alabama Crimson Tide, right? Great.
Right.
You could do that on, you know, any given Saturday. It's another animal to do it consistently, week to week to week to week in the SEC, which I feel is the best conference in college football. So you might go in, yeah, great. You open up, you have to go to Michigan, okay? And if Michigan's for real, they're going to try and run it down your throat. That's the thing. Nobody's there except Donovan Edwards and an offensive line. And they were one of the best defenses in terms of college football. Texas was giving up only 2.8 yards per carry and 82 rushing yards per game. But without a quarterback, Alex Orji or Jack Tuttle, who in my opinion both suck for the most part, they're not even close to potentially where J.J. McCarthy was. In terms of experience or just maybe upside. And we can argue that McCarthy wasn't great, but he was good enough to get it done. You're going to run the football. If they can't stop that in the Big House, and oh, by the way, Michigan's on a 22-game home winning streak dating back since 2020. So they just don't lose at home. You want to instill Texas as a 3.5-point favorite? Great. But then you get Georgia in your house in the middle of October. And Georgia, I'm telling you this right now, they're a 1.5-point favorite. I'm going to lay it because I think Georgia's going to run all over them. I don't care about Quinn Ewers. I don't care that the game's in Austin. I'll lay the 1.5 right now. How much you want? You want 3? I'll lay the 1.5 with you.
How about 7?
I'll give you 5.5.
I want 7.
I'll give you 5.5. You want it, hot shot?
No, 7. You said any number.
I'll give you 5.5.
7.
How about 6?
7.
I'll give you 7.
He also said,
Mark it down.
He said his greatest,
mark it down.
The greatest coaches of all time, per Sark, Nick Saban, Pete Carroll, and Bill Belichick.
Can't argue with that.
He worked for 2 of them, so that's...
And Belichick and Saban are complete best friends, so it's not a drop-off. Just because he didn't work under Belichick doesn't mean anything.
He made a great point, too, that both of those guys that he worked for, they hit their peak and got better after 50. Saban and Belichick. I mean, Saban and Carroll.
Right.
So... I thought that was
maybe,
pretty cool.
Maybe I got
I like Sark. I know you
maybe
don't.
Maybe I got a shot.
But I like him.
Could I be like Carroll and Belichick?
Could
I be like Belichick now?
Oh, Joe.
Could I be like Dandy Bill Belichick now? Over 50?
Texas plus 310 to win the SEC. That's gonna.
I dare you. I dare you.
That's a bridge I'm not crossing. I ain't going for that one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here with us on the grid. A lot happening, Joe, that's for sure. There's a lot going
Absolutely.
On. So, always a lot going on. Always a lot happening.
This is good, though. This is what you want, isn't it? No?
Of course this is what you want, Joe. I'm not. Well, look. I mean, it's a long haul to get to football.
So?
It's a long haul.
Corbin, come on.
I can't really start like the... You know, diving in. You want to get you fired up? Did you use that boost builder yet?
For what?
I told you this last week. I said, don't use that. Every Tuesday they give you the boost builder. Don't use it. Let's make sure that we can put this college football playoff parlay together. And you went and used it.
I did use it.
Probably use it on some three-leg alt MLB parlay. And you just didn't get the gas out of it that you should.
Now, why do you
guess,
have to say it
I
like
guess
that?
Next week we'll have to do it.
You have to say it like that? So negative.
Because I don't want you. I just want you to
be my
coach. I just want you to win, Joe.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be my coach, Carver. You're supposed to be my partner. And,
you got to pick 9 teams so. Here to make the college football playoff.
I already have the teams that I like. No good?
You have the teams you like. I don't want to say I'm going to like the same ones as you.
You want to do it together?
I mean, that's what I wanted to do, but you don't have the boost builder.
Let me see if I have this boost builder. I think I might have used it on a baseball game during the week. Is that not right in regards to what I just did?
I'm sure that you used it already.
So that's if you use it on the golf, though, that's okay.
I don't use that one on the golf.
Why not?
I only for majors to make the cut, I use it. But because I could put 10 legs and make the cut. Because you got to maximize that, Joe. The more legs you put, the more boost they give you.
Let me just see. What profit boost are we talking about?
A boost builder.
Soccer, Stanley Cup.
Boost builder.
Where's that?
You used it because you probably put the parlay together and it was just sitting there.
Profit boost.
There.
30% profit boost on tennis?
No.
WNBA. Ooh,
there's a lot of great tennis plays out there, boys. Lots of great tennis plays.
The voice of reason jumping in.
There's so much tennis, it's insane. They're getting ready for grass season. It's almost Wimbledon. Let's go.
Vamos. Nah, I guess I used it. I did. Here, Boost Builder used.
Yeah, exactly.
15%, right?
Yeah, well, that's because you only use three legs. If you get 100 if you use 10 legs or whatever it is.
Why didn't we do it with the college football?
I've been. This is the third week in a row I tried to do it with you. Third week in a row, Joe. You just left me, and you didn't. Unbelievable. I'll have to text you in the morning next week and say, don't use it.
That's it. Don't use it.
Got to make the college football playoff parlay. 9 teams, and we can't use Ohio State and Georgia. Because it's -500 and -650. Can't use those.
Okay.
Can't put those in the boost. So we'll have to find the rest of them. There you go. Well, it's the second week in a row we're going to tease it. Hopefully next week we can
finally get
there.
You're blaming me that it's my fault.
Matias, where's this fight this weekend that they're going off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Where are they fighting?
It's in Saudi Arabia. No, it's in Saudi Arabia, and it's a nice little pay-per-view type of card for the fans. I got to say, it's a big-time card in Saudi Arabia.
Pavlovich?
It would have been better if Khamzat Chimaev.
Ooh.
Yeah, Pavlovich is he's on the fight card. Yeah, he's not even the main event. That's how great the card is.
Is this one they're giving this one away, or where are they? What are they? You got to pay for this one. What's this one on?
No, you just have to tune in. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on ABC Channel 7. If I'm
wow, and over the air, they're giving you one for free.
Free? They're not giving it out for free.
They should.
No way.
Well, you got to pay for cable. So yeah, I guess it isn't free, but it's a good fight card, guys, and it was better in my opinion. We lost a big fighter. Khamzat Chimaev was the main event against Robert Whittaker. Khamzat Chimaev fell ill with food poisoning, and he's no longer going to be on this fight card. But they got a replacement fighter, a guy who was supposed to be on the co-main event last week. He is taken out of the co-main event, and he gets put on the main event against Robert Whittaker, and that's Ikram Aliskarov. He's coming in at +130. And yeah, exactly. Who? Not many people know about this guy, but he's pretty good, Carver. I got to admit, he hits hard. He's 15-1. He's undefeated in the UFC, but I think this is a step too high for him. Robert Whittaker, you know, former champ, knows how to win big time fights, and he's hungry. You know, that's the type of body language I've been reading from Whittaker, is that he can't wait to fight. You know, he wants to get in there and punch somebody in the face. And whenever he's like that, man, he always wins his fights. That's why he's 26-7. You know, Robert, he's legit. But Sergey Pavlovich at -225 is a co-main event against Alexander Volkov. And then Kelvin Gastelum takes on Daniel Rodriguez as well. Johnny Walker, Volkan Ozdemir. Lots of big-time fighters on this card, guys.
Can I say something? Like, is the UFC or these fights starting to fall apart? We don't even know these guys. McGregor's out. Everything's
you don't know any of these guys. Listen, the diehard fans like Matias know who these fighters are. The Fairweather fan or the fan that just wants to pop in and watch a big event, Joe, they got no idea who these guys
are. Well, but I'm saying, back in the day, before Dana White tapped out, you had Uriah Faber, you had Shamrock, you had, what's his other name?
Iceman?
Shamrock.
Goes back to Shamrock.
George.
Tito Ortiz. Chuck Liddell, the Iceman.
You know, we're naming these guys, but lots of these guys are better mixed martial artists than those guys were. You know, as great as Tito Ortiz
was. Yeah, but here's the problem, though. You want to know what the difference is, Matias? And this is going to get off into a tangent now. The reason why you knew those guys, because when those guys were on pay-per-views and they were stars, there was only like 12 fights a year, okay? And you could look forward to it. Now, the reason why you say all these fighters are better, which I'm sure they are, they probably are more exciting and more technically skilled. The problem is now there's a card every week. And there's too many fights, and it's just you lose track of it all. There's just too many.
It's true, Carver, but the thing is, it's going to be hard to stop that because the sport's only getting bigger. There's more people becoming fighters. There's more kids wanting to be MMA fighters. Back then, this was a niche sport. Man, this was a niche sport 6 years ago. I'd be on the air talking about this stuff at times, and people would be like, what? What's this? It's not even accepted in some countries. But, you know, it's growing significantly, the MMA is around the world. And that's, you know, there's so many more gyms opening up everywhere. It's hard to deny more fighters coming into the league. You know, it's just more people are fighting, and there's skilled fighters everywhere. You know, there needs to be another bigger promotion like the UFC. But the UFC right now is where every fighter wants to go and make their name. You know, if that's the show, right? If you're an MMA fighter and you want to be well known and you want to feel like a star, you want to go fight for the UFC.
What about like Liddell and all these guys? You know, those guys I know. I don't know half these guys, fighters now. Everybody's great. How can everybody be great? I don't understand. Everybody's a champ? Mm.
Everyone's a champ.
We hear the breakdown from Mateus. Oh, this guy's
everyone's
great. That guy's great. They're all great.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM Channel 159. Unbelievable.
Unreal. Hang in there. Hang in there. Not your first rodeo.
It's hard sometimes, Joe. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, just get back on the horse. Don't go down.
I know. I'm trying not to, Joe.
Don't go down. Don't go down.
Who do you like in the golf this week?
You know, and you know, I saw a lot of the, you know, everybody's all patting you on the back, and now everybody's on the Twitter feed, and you're trying to get me involved, and you know I love you with the Olympics, and I see.
Well, that's going to be a good event. They do the 60 golfers. Toasty made the cut. He's going to be there. So is Griot.
Yeah, but I'm only looking at the travelers. I mean, that's for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, for now, we're only looking at the travelers. But I'm just saying, Toasty's going to be there. He's probably going to be like 901.
You think?
Oh, Joe, I mean, there's only 60 guys, and you've got, you know, Scheffler and Rory and Xander. You got some big names at the top. I mean,
I have a guy. I have my name. I guess this is somewhat of an elevated event.
It is. There's only 70 golfers this week.
Yeah, so I like
golfers.
That. I'm going to go with an old cat. And, you know, I think he's playing a little bit better. I watched his short game over the past couple of tournaments. I think he's actually getting on the green in a shorter amount of time, cutting down his torque in terms of his swing.
All right.
I like his. No, I do. I like his okay. Hip movement. He's working with a new trainer in terms of he's not pulling out, off the tee like he was. And I think Webb Simpson is live this weekend. 220 to win it all, but I like him for top 20 in terms of the first round, the potential first round leader. So usually I go with Malnati. He's dead last. Griot's in there. Might throw a little on him in terms of big picture, but I like Webb Simpson first round to really make some noise.
All right. I can tell you this much, Joe. You know what Webb's got this week?
Say it.
He's got no shot whatsoever. No shot.
Really?
For anything.
Why is that? I'm just curious.
He shouldn't even be in the event. They give out these three or four sponsors exemptions, and they should go to guys who actually play well. Like, he stinks now. He only gets it because he's on the policy board.
He's working with a new cat.
And he's a hump, Joe. I mean, he's finished.
Oh,
he's finished.
So mean that you get on these guys.
I'm just saying you got to get off the. I mean, there's a couple guys deep, and I got to tell you, Joe. I was saying this to Cam earlier. I think this could be a week where you get a bomb.
Because
Webb Simpson stinks, Joe. That's why. But he's got no shot.
It's totally
no shot.
Fair.
When I say bombs, Joe, like I'm saying, you might get one of these guys in the 150s, 200. You know, there's somebody here in this pool could be in the mix on Sunday.
Okay. All right. I don't know what else to say with that. You know, I'm a little taken aback that you beat up my picks.
Well, I'm not beating up your picks. Like, it's just
my picks.
You took like yeah. You just took the. If there was one guy on this list that I would put dead last in a power ranking of this entire 71-man field, I'd probably put him either 70th or 71st.
So that's not you bashing the picks. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correct.
But it's just, it's...
You're saying the guy's got no shot. The guy, I tell you from what I read, he's working with a new trainer. That's not good
enough.
You know,
you're reading the wrong stuff.
Now, my info is bad.
Yeah, your info's bad here. I'll say it.
Interesting.
I'll say it.
Malnati? How about Malnati? He's dead last according to the books. He's got a better shot than Webb Simpson. He's gutless.
I'd put Malnati ahead of Webb Simpson.
Wow. You just don't like him because his name is Webb.
No, that's not true.
You don't like him because he wears those big clown hats when he goes out on the tee. What do they call it? That sun hat? The one that JoJo wears?
Who, Malnati?
Yeah, no,
yeah, Webb. Bucket hat. Webb. No, Webb doesn't bucket wear those. Hat. Malnati wears them.
See, you
Webb doesn't destroyed. Wear Webb doesn't wear a bucket hat, Joe.
But he wears double glove. He double gloves.
Joe, I watch the golf. You don't.
See, there it is.
Okay.
I'm glad the listeners hear it. You see that smugness that you just come with? That's incredible.
Because sometimes when you take it a little too far, I just have to sometimes just go listen. That's just not where it is.
How did I take it too far? Maybe I did watch Golf Channel and an update of 30 for 30 on Webb Simpson.
30 for 30. All right.
I know, seriously, it was on the Golf Channel, 30 for 30, a hack's life. Hey, see,
how about Billy Ho? Billy Ho, 90 to 1 this week.
I'm not taking Billy Ho. Billy Ho isn't worthy of that 90
to 1. I'll tell you, you know who's won here in the past and has great history here? And Harry English.
No, you see.
He won here in 21. He plays well on this course.
I can't.
90 to 1.
You're gonna get me involved in these guys. I'm gonna play, and they're gonna have no.
Let's
shot.
Put. We'll put. How about tomorrow? We'll put something with the golf tomorrow with Harry for a top 10.
Top 10. You would tell me. You would advise me if it was me. Put him top 20. The guy's got no shot. Now you're saying all of a sudden he's got pedigree.
Oh, I think he could get top 10.
Top 10 for Harry's English?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about Nicky Dunlap? Nicky Dunlap.
I'll tell you, Nicky's played a lot better the last couple weeks.
Tell you why. Who put Nicky on the map? Me. I should be getting some PR checks from him.
You put him on the map.
I picked him at 20 to 1. I mean, unbelievable. Nicky's Dunlap.
Harry English is plus 210 for a top 20. He's... plus 550 for a top 10.
Wow. Great numbers.
Put it with the
great
golf.
Numbers.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, here's what I got for you on Wednesday. Of course, me and you will be coast-to-coast on Wednesday. We'll have some afternoon baseball games as well coming our way. You got Arizona and Washington, Fott and Corbin, a fat 9.5, Joe, for you.
Woo. I know. You want to go?
And they had a big number.
There, you want to go up, 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 and away?
I think that could be an up, 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 and away with Corbin going.
Could be Gas Can City, Carver. Could be Gas Can City.
Seattle and Cleveland again. Wu against Beebe. That's a flat eight. Minus 130.
That's a win.
Versus Cleveland. Baltimore and the Yankees. Gerrit Cole makes his season debut, Joe, after a couple of rehab starts in the minors. He has not pitched yet for the Yankees this year. He will on Wednesday night against the Orioles. Pavich goes for them. Minus 172 for the Yanks and an 8.5. Tough to expect much, Joe, his first night out.
How about over? How about they shell him?
Okay.
If he's been gone for how long?
He hasn't pitched all year. Hasn't pitched all year.
So let's.
Well, he's pitched a couple of.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's not the same. Come on, let's go up and away. Come on.
The Red Sox and the Jays in Toronto. Bello and Gossman. Jays favored -136 and a flat eight there as well.
Jays have been tough for me. I can't get on the right side of them. Now, I think I want to go. They went under on the other night. Let's go under again.
Mets and the Rangers in Texas. Manaea and Heaney. You know, Manaea and Heaney sounds like runs, Joe, but yet this total's lower than the last couple nights.
Yeah, but they've been blowing through. I'm not getting in front of the train. They've been blowing through those numbers. First two games sailed through the total.
So smash it again?
Yeah, why not? Why stop? The bats are hot. I don't care. I mean, if the bats are hot, you got to go with the consistency of the lineup, no? Or are they just going to be swinging at anything and that's it? They're out of there in 3 hours, tops.
Taj Bradley for the Rays in Minnesota, who will have Joe Don't Call Me Jack Ryan. Minus 162 for the Twins and a flat eight. The Astros and the White Sox are in Chicago. Hunter Brown and Garrett Don't Call Me Davy Crockett. 7.5 seems light there, too, Joe. Brown stinks for Houston. He stinks.
All right, let's go.
He's good for a couple taters.
Let's do it. Let's go over.
All right, you got it. Dodgers will be in Colorado again. Miller and Feltner, another 11.
Over. They got to catch. They got to catch somewhat.
They got to catch. I mean, they've been getting over it, Joe. The last few nights.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go for it. Come on.
Anderson and Peralta, Brewers and Angels late night, and Royals and the over. A's, Reagans and Medina.
I'm gonna go over both. I'm gonna go over again the late night games. I like the Dodgers to win in Colorado. This is again. They gotta stop playing down to the level of competition. No. Every series they have like a laugher where they get shellacked. No. All right.
I like the over in the Royal A game, Joe. That one, even though Reagan's is going.
Can I get you up to maybe what?
No, I'm not. I don't alt it like you. That's your trick. I don't do that.
My trick?
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't alt the late night games over. Only you. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Garver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.